This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
This is a music show, episode number 111, the triple one. Thanks for tuning in this week. This week's intro tune is a song called Plastic Symphony, number 3. It's a B-side to a Mickey Dolan song, but I don't think he played on it. Maybe I'll play the Mickey Dolan song in a future show. This week continues with the big box of Detroit 45s. I hope you'll enjoy the show. Thanks again for tuning in. Record from the Unrelated Segments. some sitar to spice up that R&B jam. That was Peggy Scott and JoJo Benson with a song called Soul Shake that came out in 1969. And that was from a single with that song on it, but it's also the title of the LP that this is taken from, Soul Shake. Before that was a song from the Buckinghams, a song called Making Up and Breaking Up from 1966. And this is a pretty confusing record. It's on the Quality record label out of Canada. They were the ones who pressed it up here from USA Records down in the States. The A-side was Lottie Miss Claudie. And the B-side on this edition that I have says it's their version of McCartney and Lennon's song called I Call Her Name. But it's actually a song called Making Up and Breaking Up. So that was a bit confusing. And before that, at the start of the set, was a very rare song by a group called The Unrelated Segments. That song there we heard was called Cry, Cry, Cry. And this came out on the Liberty record label. And it's actually a promo record. And it's called an audition record, which is kind of cool. And that's from 1968. Some nice garage rock. I'll probably play the flip for you in the next couple of weeks. All right, let's change gears here to some post-disco boogie. Here is a group called Starpoint.
Oh, you want me to, but baby, tell me when you're coming back home. When I had you to myself, I was always somewhere else, running around all over the town.
That was a group called Pure Pleasure, a song called By My Side from 1980. And this seems to be quite a rare record. The A-side is called Prance and Dancin', but I kind of prefer the slower jam, the B-side, By My Side. Before that, it was a group called the ADC Band, Alpha Delta Charlie Band. That song was called Nothing You Can Do from 1981. And they started off the set there with a group called Starpoint. Don't Leave Me was the name of that song from 1980. Yeah, and again, these are all records from a big DJ's record collection. Came in a nice DJ's record box that holds about 545s. And yeah, that was a good selection of post-disco grooves for you there. All right, let's change gears for just a second. Here's a Canadian group called Zon.
I'm sorry.
Jam from Tana Gardner. That song was called Heartbeat, released in 1981. Yeah, a heavily sampled song later on in the 90s. I recognize it from a song called Buddy by De La Soul. Yeah, really great to find that 45. And the B-side is a 6 minute and 30 second version at 45 RPM on a 7-inch single. That's just incredible. I can't believe it. It doesn't sound that great, especially compared to the A-side I just played for you, the 4 minute, and it says 24 second version, but it's a lot longer. Well, a bit longer, not a lot. Before that, a song from Grace Jones, a song called Pull Up to the Bumper, also from 1981. A couple of dance tracks for you there. And an outlier to start the set, a Canadian group, a group from Toronto called Zon, Z-O-N, or Z-O-N for my Canadian comrades. That song was called Talking About. And this was on a record triple LP, a record that was meant for, I guess, TV and radio people to license any of these songs for their commercials or films or television or whatever. It's got Billy Joel and stuff on here and a few songs from this group called Zon. I haven't come across their LP before, but this song I played for you here, Talking About, came out on their 1978 LP called Astral Plane, one of those. Yeah, not the greatest group, and you can kind of hear the Boston influence there, especially the song Long Time Foreplay, Long Time is the one I want to think of, the one I'm thinking of. Oh, boy. All right, I will have some data for you soon, as well as some more music, but before I do that, I'll do some shout-outs. I'll start with Twitter this week. I got a bunch of nice decodes. I heard from Pancake FM, maybe for the first time, sending along a decode from Washington State. That's grid location CN87. And Pancake FM also took the time to listen to the show in Combs Stereo, which is awesome. I also got a nice decode from Bobby 5107 SWL, listening in Morgan City, Louisiana. I got a nice decode from drmna.info. And also DJ Marcus McBee out in Costa Mesa, California, who decoded last week's image using an RTL SDR and a homebrew antenna. Very nice. I got a nice collage of images and waterfall images from Matt W0MDK out in Colorado. And Jolly Roger Mania out in Germany correctly identified the source of last week's image. It was actually the cover to a compilation record put out by a radio station with the call letters WFCL. So very nice job tracking that down, Jolly Roger Mania. If you don't already, you should follow me on Twitter, and I retweet everyone's stuff, especially Jolly Roger's stuff, as he often tracks down the image source when there is an image source. So thanks a bunch, Jolly Roger. And I also got a nice decode from Zach R. in Alabama. And he wanted to mention that Head is probably his favorite Monkees album. And yeah, I think it's growing on me as well. Some good stuff on there. A few more shout-outs on Twitter. I heard from Iowa, EAS fan, listening in West Central Iowa on his Eaton Elite Traveler. How about that? Bayer and Sunny listening in, or trying to listen from Southeast Bavaria in Germany, but no reception last week. Sorry about that. Thanks for trying, though. Shout-outs to Gypsy Wanderer, who posted a video of last week's reception. Thank you very much. Hello to Mr. October and Brian W. W8LN, SWL channel, and a shout out to Weeds Up to Me Knees, and he was happy to hear the Chilight song that I played last week, that heartbreaking song, one of the two heartbreaking songs. And also a shout out to Radio Northern Europe International. Hopefully the show you heard before this one was a brand new episode. Last week was an unintentional repeat for RNEI. So hopefully things worked out this week. I know how you feel, Rose. I've done it myself more than once. All right. And I heard from a couple of people on email last week. I heard from Chuck in Eureka, Missouri for the first time in quite a while. He usually checks in, I guess, twice a year, I guess, or maybe quarterly. He was really happy to hear the other heartbreaking song I played last week, Does Your Mama Know About Me by Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. And he also recommended I check out a song by the Delphonics called Hey Love for another heartbreaking song. I'll have to keep an eye out for that one. Thanks for the tip there, Chuck. And also got a nice reception report from Richard in St. Albert, Alberta, Canada. And Richard does take the time to send in reception reports, but he does note that they are usually the same. Propagation out his way is usually pretty consistent. So yeah, if you have the time, Richard, it's always great to hear from you, but there's no obligation to get in touch. And there's no obligation for anyone else to get in touch, but I would still like to hear from some people out there. If you've got a radio and you've tuned into the show for the first time, it would be fantastic to hear from you. Let me know where you're listening from, what kind of radio you've got, and if you heard any favorite songs tonight. That's always fun to hear. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. One more time, thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And if you do the Twitter flavor of social media, my handle there is very similar. This is a music show, but no W on the end. It would be fantastic to hear from you. All right, it's time for a bit more music before the MFSK 64 text and image. And this song is from our good friend Stevie Wonder. We'll be right back. lesser known jam from Stevie Wonder. Well, it's lesser known to me. That was a song from 1980, a song called Master Blaster. And that was the dub version I played for you. And this was another very, very long 7-inch record. So that was over 6 minutes there. I think they don't recommend going over 5 minutes on a 7-inch record at 45 RPM. But look, they've gone and done 6 minutes plus on this one. And it kind of skips at the end. It kind of jumped over a groove and has a weird self-edit there. Anyways, yeah, some good dub reggae from Stevie Wonder. What do you think about that? All right, it is time for some MFSK 64 text and image. This week's image will be backed by some Burt Camford music, as usual. This song is called Flutter's Holiday. And my apologies to Chuck in Eureka. He would like to hear this music without the data, but sorry, Chuck. Here you go. Thank you. right, there was your MFSK 64 text and image for this week's program. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And if you do the Twitter flavor of social media, my handle again is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. So post your results there, and I'll be sure to tweet it out to everyone else who follows that Twitter account. All right. And just another reminder, please go check out the thisisamusicshow.com website. You can find archives of all past programs and a link to the This Is a Music Show official t-shirt, sweatshirt, and coffee mug shop. And also a link to just send a couple bucks over to the show to help pay for airtime. It would be fantastic to get a bit of support. And thank you, everyone who ordered some shirts and mugs last week. I really appreciate it. And thank you to everyone else who sent over a bit of support last week. It is very, very much appreciated. All right, this last song I have for you is by a group called Salem Witchcraft. How about that? This song is called Sandman. I hope you enjoy it. All right, this was a music show, episode number 111, the Triple One. I am your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I hope you'll be back next week. See ya. Stay safe.